welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We've been continuing in our series called Joyride, where we're looking at the incredible joy found in Christ that supersedes a chaotic life. Here's a passage of scripture I want to read to you. It's from Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, starting there through verse 18. It says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard that all of the rest of my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, and not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. You know, we've been looking at this circumstance of Paul's life, where he's found in prison, probably in Rome, and he is, at that time, writing this letter and talking about his incredible joy. He starts out the letter telling the people of Philippi that he's praying for them with joy because of their partnership in the gospel. And then he goes on to speak that his situation, they shouldn't be worried because the gospel is continuing to advance. And this would have looked like a huge loss to the kingdom if you think about it. Paul was the most incredible missionary church planter of all time. And he's been planting these churches. And this is the first one in Europe. And it stopped. Everything stopped. His ministry stopped. He's in prison. He's you know, they were worried that this is it, right? And he says, no, actually, it's cause to advance the gospel. You see, in Rome, what happened is he was chained to at the Imperial Guard area, which would have been the Praetorium Guard. These were the special, guards from the Roman Empire. These were usually elite guards, bodyguards of officials and even Caesar himself. And Paul was there in Rome, and he was chained to a guard, probably 24/7. As part of his house arrest, if you will. So what do you think happened? He shared the gospel with them. He continued to advance the gospel, one human being at a time. And it was becoming aware, when he says the entire Praetorium Guard, that might have been hyperbole, but it was spreading. The gospel continued to spread. And we know, looking back at that time, that it's also where he wrote most of his letters in the New Testament, from prison, that you and I still have today. We can see the wisdom of the Lord allowing him to be in prison. But imagine if you love Paul and you served with him and you see him go to prison and fighting for his life, really. Imagine if you're Paul and you've been on these journeys for years now, planting churches, and now all of a sudden you can't do any of that because you're arrested. How do you have joy in those moments? And yet Paul did. He said during his time in prison, some people were becoming very bold to preach the gospel. He said some did out of envy or rivalry. That means there were probably preachers out there who were sharing the gospel and basically saying, hey, you need to listen to me now. Paul's gone. Paul's in prison. They might have even implied that Paul was in prison because God wasn't on his side anymore. I mean, and Paul says, so what? What difference does it make? What do I care? As long as Christ is being preached. That was his attitude. How do you get an attitude like that? He said, in the fact that the Christ is being preached, that's what he rejoices in. His joy comes from a source, and that source is that Christ is preached. That source is the message of the gospel. I think sometimes it's easy for us believers to think the gospel is something that you get in to the start of the journey with God, and then we don't go back to it, right? It's like the starting line of the race, but it is the fuel for the entire race. That remembering our walk with Christ starts with the gospel, and it's the gospel that in Christ he will carry it through to completion, that he died for us, and that he is continuing to make us like him as he frees us from sin and one day will bring us to full completion and salvation in relationship with him face to face. That's the beauty of the gospel. And I think that gives us a security in our lives now, this abiding sense of security in spite of the chaos that we might feel in our circumstances. And I think for us to have a true joy, we need to see something bigger than just ourselves or bigger than just our circumstances. That's the gospel. God, I pray you give us a heart for the gospel, that we would be rooted and centered in the beauty of your gospel in spite of the circumstances. And I pray, Lord, that as a result of us and our joy in you, that that would become contagious and would spill out on other people, just like it did in Paul. We ask this in your son's holy name. Amen. Why don't you take a second and kind of think through this passage and think about how it applies to your life, and then talk to the Lord about that. Do that before you move on to your next thing. Take care. God bless you guys.